Let's get into more of the details now with Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies, and he joins us now. Hello, Mark.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it used to seem like there was a time of year where immigration would go down and illegal immigration would go down, and then it would go up again when it was warmer. I feel those seasonal patterns have disappeared, haven't they?
Yeah, they've completely been swamped by this administration's basic invitation to illegal immigrants. December was the worst month ever. In other words, not the worst December, but the worst monthly, the highest number of monthly so-called encounters of illegal aliens at the borders that's ever been recorded. And January will be lower, almost certainly, because at some point the weather does get colder. I mean, that does have some effect.
Yes.
But also, some of Biden's the policies that he announced are having a short-term effect on illegal crossings. We're seeing that. I mean, that's what some of the media reporting is, that numbers are down at some places along the border. And that's because certain nationalities, Cubans, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, and Haitians, are going to be returned into Mexico, except if they just show up at the border with and go through what is called some parole process.
Yes.
Then they'll just be let in legally. So what we're going to be seeing this month is that when they report the numbers this month, the administration is going to say, aha, look, it's down from that historic high. But it doesn't mean the number of people getting into the country went down. It just means the number who snuck across the border went down.
What you're describing is a cover-up. What you're describing is they don't want cameras capturing people illegally crossing into the country quite as frequently anymore. So instead, they say you need to apply to enter our country via an app, and we will let you in basically just as easily.
Basically. I mean, that's kind of what it amounts to. And it only applies to those four nationalities. So there's two things you're going to see happening. One is more of the Cubans and Venezuelans and Haitians are just going to be waved into the country. These are people who have no right to be here, and the administration is violating federal law by letting them in, because parole, the tool they're using, is for individual emergency cases. You know,
right.
Your appendix bursts and you live on the border and they let you into the hospital. It does not apply to hundreds of thousands of people. The other thing, though, is that what about the other 195 countries in the world? The expulsion policy doesn't apply to them. So you're going to see huge upticks. You're already seeing big upticks in people coming from Colombia and other places that aren't covered by these new rules. At some point, the administration is going to end up having to apply the new rules to everybody, in which case, well, that's kind of what we had under Trump, except it'll take him 3 or 4 years to get back to the policies that actually worked and were keeping the border stable before Biden undid them and broke the border.
And my understanding is that this parole program that they're now using, this is, as you point, it's unlawful, but it's also a very novel use for a basically unknown program to the American public, because this program in previous years had only let in people in the single digits over the course of entire years. And now we're letting tens of thousands of people in at a time under this program?
Hundreds of thousands of people. The administration envisions 360,000 people this year from those four nations that I talked about being paroled in, but it's paroling in all kinds of people every day from every other country in the world. We reported on this back in November that they were using this app. It's basically like a restaurant reservation app. Before you even get to the border, You fill out this information, which in Mexico, the local city government and the volunteer groups are helping the aliens do this.
Yes.
And then when you get the okay, they just drive you to the port of entry and hand you over. And then you're not in the illegal statistics because magically you've somehow become legal.
So instead of open table, this is open border. This is the app they're using.
Yeah, exactly.
They get right into the country.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. By the way, the terror watch list, which I thought was supposed to serve a purpose, but apparently it doesn't matter anymore who's coming across. It is the number of people who are on our terror watch list who keep getting captured at the border is skyrocketing. Fox's Bill Malusian put out the numbers, and I'm going to start with 2017 and just read up. This is 2017. This is the first year of the Trump administration. 2.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Two people encountered on our southern border. 18, 6. 2019, 0. 2020, 3. Now get ready. Here's the Biden presidency. 2021, 15 on the terror watch list. 22, 98 on the terror watch list. And so far in fiscal year 23, already 38 people encountered who are on the terror watch list crossing our southern border, Mark Krikorian. There are a lot of would-be or otherwise alleged terrorists involved here.
These are the ones that the Border Patrol caught. Remember, these are not the ones who got away. It's remarkable. And remember that 38 number, we're only one quarter of the way into fiscal year 2023. So that's going to be a bigger number than it was the year before. And remember, if people are on a terrorist watch list, they probably don't want to be caught by the Border Patrol. So they're not turning themselves in.
Right.
And remember, because of this flood of illegal immigrants who are turning themselves in at Joe Biden's invitation, the Border Patrol is kind of like Lucy in the chocolate factory. They're lucky just to deal with the people in front of them. They're not tracking people through the desert and, you know, trying to stop people who really want to get away. Some of that happens. But generally, when there's 100 people, 200 people all at once show up, turn themselves in, there's kids, there's old ladies, the Border Patrol has to strip agents off the line. There are whole areas of the border where there's literally nobody there. And how many people on the terror watch list do you think cross those areas? Well, we don't know yet. I hope we don't find out, but we might.
No. And this doesn't bode well for the sleeper issue that's involved here, which is the drug crisis. If we're catching that many terrorists crossing the border, what does that tell us about how many drugs are crossing that border and what the cartel's able to get away with?
It's the same issue as with the terrorists. In other words, the Border Patrol, their job is to stop anything to come across between ports of entry, between the legal crossing points. You're a regular, if you're a person, if you're whatever, if you're cattle even, but also drugs. Well, the drug cartels, They don't do the smuggling themselves usually, but they collect a toll for a tax from the people who do the smuggling. And often what they do is they tell the smuggling groups, you're going to cross at this point in the river at this time at night. And, you know, however, you have a huge group of people. What that means is 2 miles upriver, there is nobody watching. And that's when they're essentially free to move across whatever it is they want to move across, poison of any kind, fentanyl, whatever it is, or terrorists, or God forbid, suitcase nukes. That hasn't happened yet. Hopefully it never will.
Yeah.
But we don't know that.
No, no, we don't. And something awful is already happening, and something even more awful could be coming. How does this end, do you think?
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Good question. This administration is very constrained in what it can do. Jimmy Carter, many years ago, what is it now, 40 years ago, when he faced the Mariel boat lift. This was a sudden wave of people from Cuba that he basically invited and didn't realize 120,000 people would show up overnight. He was able to turn on the dime and shut it off because he hadn't run on anti-borders. Joe Biden has run on being the non-Trump, and immigration was one of Trump's things. Therefore, everything that Trump did is bad. They're going to have a hard time turning this around. I think you're going to see, with ups and downs, very high levels of illegal crossings and unauthorized entries of people for the next 2 years. I don't see, short of some kind of 9/11 type event, God forbid, that this administration is able to actually reverse course.
But how much damage is done in that time frame? You know, over the course of the next 2 years, if we don't have anything stopping on wave after wave of foreign national illegally entering our country, you know, if I know that when it comes to estimates of illegal immigrants in the country already, they're all over the place. The left keeps on saying 9 million. I'm pretty sure you don't believe that number is anywhere near real. I've heard estimates upwards of 30 million. And if we're approaching 30 million illegals in the country, that is 10% of our country's population, Mark Gregorian.
Yeah, I don't think it's that high. We've actually looked at this. We think probably 11, 12, 13 million is actually a realistic number. Because
sure,
if it were 30 million, you'd see it in the birth records, the death records, the school records. So you can't misplace 10 million people. But you know, how many million illegal aliens is enough? I mean,
yes,
you know, 10, 11, 12 million people is enough. And this administration, so far, so it's halfway through now, has let in almost 2 million illegal aliens. And those are people that they had in custody and released into the U.S. Another probably close to a million were gotaways, people they know have some like photographic evidence or some evidence that they came across. It's not guesswork, but that they didn't catch. So 2 more years of that, you know, we could end up with an illegal population that's 5 million bigger than it was conservatively.
Yep.
Than when Biden took over. And, you know, that's probably, what is that? Maybe a 40% increase in the total illegal population in 4 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
So in other words, like, okay, maybe not 10%, 5 or 6% of the country is illegal immigrants.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just an amazing number, a huge. And I don't think most Americans appreciate this sense of scale. I know they don't, actually. Thank you very much, Mark Gregorian. Always appreciate your time.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.